Welcome to December, ladies and gentlemen. It is with Sonar. I'm here with Tony. We got a good show for us today, talking about demand, which, by the way, is up, both on the truckload side and the intermodal side. We're talking about rates, where those are going. We're going to be forecasting rates here now until the end of the year. They're up. Stay tuned to figure out by how much and whether it's likely to stay or not. But, Tony, we got to talk about something else that's up right now.
Are you going to say
hashtag Bitcoin?
It's one of my few muted words on
Tony. X. Tony hates crypto, like just like with a passion, because I don't know, just fun, just not about that, right? You're not interested in having fun.
Too volatile, right?
It's not like, that volatile. Like, honestly, Nvidia is more volatile than Bitcoin at this point.
Maybe.
How do you feel about Nvidia?
I mean, it's a Bitcoin feeder, right? I mean, think about mining Bitcoin. What do you use? And what is like the big demand driver? Graphics cards from Nvidia.
So if Nvidia's up, Bitcoin's up. That's what you're saying?
Not necessarily, but I do think it helps.
Liquidate your 401k, go all in Bitcoin. That's
what I'm not saying that. Nope.
Financial advice from Tony Mulvey.
You will not hear that from me.
That's right. But no, it is up. We're getting a little bit, obviously stock market's up, but now rates are kind of starting to inch their way up a little bit. Question is how much. We obviously just had Thanksgiving. We finally got the rebound from Thanksgiving, okay? So we're going to take a look at truckload volumes here in a second. It's always important. A few days after Thanksgiving, those volumes kind of lull a little bit as, you know, we kind of get our wheels spinning again, that demand's back up. Mm-hmm. And it was a big drop for Thanksgiving this year. I didn't think we were going to bounce all the way right back up, but we did. We're actually looking pretty strong right now, in my opinion. Now, a lot of runway left in December for that to fall, and traditionally we do.
Yeah, I mean, even in the best of times, it falls. And you think about why. From a shipper perspective, most of the stuff that you're moving, especially if you're like retail heavy, is probably already in a location by now.
Right. So apart from like restocking inventory on retail, or if it's like emergency deliveries, not a lot.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot. There's not a lot of, I mean, construction and all of that slows down during this time because winter weather and the like. Reefer volumes are a little more steady, I guess, during the month. But right. I mean, you even see them kind of decline a little. So overall, seeing a decline in volumes is kind of expected during the month. And the good news is when we bounce back, and we'll pull it up here. I mean, the first chart looking at outbound tender volumes, I mean, it looks more similar to like where we were in 2021 than where we were in 2019 or 2022. So, I mean, I think you are seeing, I guess, some positive signs, at least from a demand perspective right now, when you look at the market, because what they're outbound tender volumes up like over 10% year over year right now.
Yeah, at least
say it's pretty healthy from a demand perspective, at least.
Yeah, very, very healthy indeed. Very healthy indeed. Intermodal demand's up as well. Ocean import demand's up. So like
The one that's probably the most surprising to me.
Yeah, ocean demand being up still was surprising. But like, so we really don't have a demand problem right now. We have a demand problem relative to the amount of capacity we have. But in terms of like historical demand, I mean, we're back on that 10-year trend line.
That's been the case
for a while, really, right?
Yeah, 6 months.
That's true. And
if you look at volumes throughout the year, outside of October, I mean, you've seen an increase pretty much every month from the previous month. And I think that growth on a month-over-month thing is what you need to see in the freight market. You mentioned it, import volumes. I mean, you look at what they've done, right? You have Golden Week. Typically after that, you see volume levels on the ocean decline into the first quarter before ramping up right into the Lunar New Year. Well, this year they bounced back. They're off their peak, which is expected, but it's been more of this like prolonged, I don't want to call it up cycle, but from a demand side perspective, I mean, they're higher than where they were in what I think any of the last 3 years currently. So overall, it's one of those things that the ocean market is kind of the one that's breaking seasonal norms, if you want to say that. And I think that's what's, if you're looking for a positive sign domestically, that would be it. I think it just shows that there is going to be some level of demand there. Now, you mentioned it, intermodal volumes, right? Growing. And they've grown relative to truckload, probably better than truckload volumes have. And I think that is the market that stands to gain from this ocean volume. Because again, you're losing that time sensitive nature. Like the freight that's leaving overseas is not going to be here before the, right now it'd be pushing it to be here before the end of the year. It's definitely not going to be on the shelves by the end of the year. Like this is stuff that needs to move in Q1. So it makes more sense. That's the time where the rail could probably benefit versus truckload, because you just don't need things moved. And you take the slower service that comes at a discount in rail and intermodal. And I think you're seeing that with the railroads getting aggressive, right? They've improved their service and now they're they're approaching shippers now that may have never, they either haven't used intermodal and the rails in a long time or at all. And they're approaching them trying to gain market share ultimately.
It's a growth area. It's a growth area, I really think, for 2024. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Let's go ahead and pull up the truckload volume chart just so we can kind of see what Tony and I are talking about here. So dark blue shaded line about 90% of the way over on your screen right there. That is a year to date as of this morning. So we saw that big dip there for Thanksgiving, like you've seen for all those subsequent years, 2020 and 2021 being those yellow and blue line at the top of your screen, and then 2022 and 2019 in green and orange below. So we are in between, we're above 2022, we're above last year, we're above 2019, right? Obviously below the COVID crazy years. Now, here's what's interesting. If you look at that, for the last 4 years, not including this year, for the previous 4 years, the month of December has declined, again, up until December 24th, right? That's kind of when that real dip starts to happen. But so up until then, between now and between December 24th, 25th, truckload volume
declined
on the good years, 4%, on the bad years, closer to 8%.
Yeah.
So really the question is, like, we're going to decline from here. It's a matter of, are we closer to that 4% number, which indicates that, you know, it's a good year, we might be going into a better January, or is it closer to that 8%, which is a much bigger hole to have to climb out of?
I mean, it feels like, and I say this right now, because in 2022, you were on this decline throughout the entire year, right? And that really stopped in, March of this year? And then we've been climbing ever since. I think what you're doing is setting that baseline now slightly higher. And I think that's what sets up 2024 from a volume perspective. Like, odds are, at least at the moment, feels like volumes will be positive through the first half of the year. I mean, looking at this, we were talking about crossing over 2019 level volume levels, which was
dangerously close a few times.
Yeah. I mean, they did. And they crossed over on holidays. But I mean, we did get close, especially there in mid-June, right? I mean, we're talking like 1% above.
Right.
Or less than 1%. And now we've climbed up to what? We're 10% above last year, which at this time we're 3-4% above 2019. So you're talking that 15-18% above 2019, about where you want to be. I mean, that's be healthy growth from a volume perspective over time. So, like, going into 2024, somewhere above that, like in that 15-18% range above 2019 levels would be good. The question is, like, what happens to the macro economy? Like, you saw the first signs of slowing consumer spending in October, and like, we'll get November spending will be healthier than October's, but I mean, it's boosted by Black Friday and Cyber Monday and just that 5-day retail holiday, basically. It spending is driven largely in November through that. So what are those impacts? And like, give it to the first 2 months of the year of next year. Like, I'll say February and March. I'll take January out because people will spend, they'll get stuff for holidays and they'll continue to spend. It's the...
Trust them gift cards, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And what's interesting, I need to learn how those are factored in because ultimately you're selling it, you're spending that money early, right? Like somebody's recognizing that as a sale and then you're turning around and using the money that's already been paid to the company to buy an actual good. Like if I bought a $100 Target gift card and gave it to you, but you didn't use it for a month, like they don't get to recognize $100 twice. Like they sold, I bought it and you're just using that.
According to Baker Tilly, the gift card revenue is not recognized until the gift card is redeemed in the future.
Interesting. So, okay.
No good or service has been exchanged. I'm sure there's a lot more to it than that. There's a certain time. Because like when you go to Walmart, right? And you buy a gift card for whatever, right? The theater, the...
Yeah, you're, I guess you're paying the...
You're paying Walmart, right? I guess. But like how much of that gift card do they really get?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably very marginal, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Like 1%, maybe 2%. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, so maybe their revenue, I would think, gets recognized.
Then, but, the,
but then the other 98, 99% of the revenue, it looks like you got to wait till the future.
Yeah. And so, I mean, with that comes other spending, right? It spurs other spending.
Right.
If you have a $100 gift card and you go in and spend $120, like, you're buying more stuff than what's already covered. And I think that's where I was trying to get to. Like, give it past January. Like, what does February, March look like? Because those are traditionally, yeah, what, the softest months of freight movement. I mean, January's slow, but you're coming off this peak into February. I mean, I look at it every year we have up here, you see... Outside, I mean, 2021, you were declining until you had the freeze in Texas in that yellow line.
Yeah, that's true.
That boosted freight demand. But I mean, every other year, you've been declining in February until the very end of the month, and it starts to pick up. What do spending trends say in February and March? And I know the consumer, I talk about the consumer all the time up here, and no, that's not the entire portion of the freight economy, but it is a large driver of the freight economy.
Yeah.
And paying attention to those trends and like what can impact the consumer and how the consumer feels. I think that's the other part is right now consumer confidence is like in the tank, but they're spending like that's not the case at all. So it's like
almost against the American consumer.
Yeah, no. It's almost like sentiment has broken away from what from reality. And I think,
yeah, I think people are just, they're just mad.
They think that things are bad, but
they don't,
it's not changing their spending habits. I think that's
like they want a sense of relief of some kind and yeah, they're just like, I'm not going to get it. So I'm just going to spend anyway. It may be money I don't have. And I want a semblance of normalcy again.
Yeah.
Is that a wise thing to do? Time will tell.
Yeah. I mean, depends on how you're spending, right?
Depends on how you're spending, right?
Savings rates are already near the lowest they've been historically, but in credit card balances are at all-time highs, like that combination. But if you can afford it, congrats, like continue to do it. I'm not going to sit here and say, save your money. Like things are going, but I think at some point the consumer has to look at themselves and look at their own financial situation. And you start looking at delinquency rates that are on the rise across like credit cards, auto loans, things like that. Like those are financial burdens that don't impact their lagging indicators because, I mean, you're talking it takes 60 days before you are delinquent.
Yeah.
And then like, what are the impacts of that? I mean, if it ultimately leads to bankruptcy and things like that, those are lasting impacts to your financial situation. I mean, I've been looking at apartments and rentals and things like that. If you file bankruptcy anytime within like the last 7 years, you're just automatically excluded. So like, it doesn't just impact right now's situation. It's a future impact. And I think that's why it's so important for the consumer themselves to look in the mirror and figure out their financial situation. And if it's stronger than it is, I mean, it's going to help boost the freight market. But if they, if they eventually realize that they are running into issues, like that could be a negative for freight demand in the future.
Totally could be. Yeah. Time will tell for sure. What ultimately happens. We're gonna take a look at the truckload rates here in a second too, to see what the impact of the holidays too have been. But before we do, so I got a question too. More of a Christmassy or just present question, if you will, less about freight. But okay, so if you get a gift card, mm-hmm. right? What type of a gift card would you want to receive? Can't say Amazon or Walmart. That's boring. You can get whatever you want there. But like I'll give you an example. I love gift cards that like, I'm like, man, I never would use. Like if I get like an AMC gift card, go to the movies. I never go to the movies ever. Doesn't help freight, but like I never go to the movies. But if I get an AMC gift card, I'm so excited because I'm like, this gives me a reason to go to the movies.
See,
like stuff like that kind of excites me because it forces me to do something
that you wouldn't,
that I wouldn't otherwise do. Even if you gave me the cash to go buy tickets, I wouldn't buy tickets. I'd do something else with the money.
Yeah, I think mine would be probably golf related to some extent. But I mean, I've been given gift cards to go spend playing golf and I don't end up using them because like I'm already paying for that in a club membership.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't need to go do something else.
What I'm hearing is you're going to give it to me next time.
If you want it.
Remember, you missed my half birthday. So
you missed my birthday, my actual birthday. So
listen, Tony, we only, it's not always about you. Okay. All right. Like you gotta learn to think about other people here. Okay. Get your Mother Teresa on once in a while. Now. All right. So back to freight. We got to look at rates here real quick because we know demand's been doing well, but what about rates? Well, this year rates haven't really looked that great. But they're starting to inch up a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's at least holiday movement.
Mm-hmm.
There's at least some semblance of upward pressure. We're up about 10 cents from the Q4 low. Closer to 16 cents a mile from the Q4 low, at least on the spot side. By the way, blue here on this chart is spot line haul. No fuel here. I've taken fuel out. Blue is the line haul spot. And that pink up there at the top is the contract spot for van. So still a big spread. Right, we're still flirting with, what's that, about 50 cents a mile, just about?
Right around that, somewhere in that range, which is wide. It probably needs to be about
less wide
than it was back in May.
Like, if you think the Q4 low for contract rates was 230 a mile, so we're up 5 cents a mile from there, but the Q4 low was $1.70 a mile line haul for spot, so we're up 16 cents a mile. So we've definitely narrowed the gap in Q4.
Yeah.
In Q4, the gap's been narrowed. Where do you think we go from here?
I mean, from a rate perspective, I think you're going to see continued upward pressure through the end of this year. I don't think
this pure seasonality, you think, or is it any market rebalancing?
I say it is because if you were to put the NTIL over top of include 2019 in there, they are moving almost in lockstep, and they have been for...
I'm going to see. I'm going to pull it up while Tony's talking.
Yeah, they're almost moving almost in lockstep. And like the only difference when you look at the actual spot rate itself, like compare NTI to NTIL, the difference, well, NTIL 2023 versus 2019 and then NTI versus 2019 and 2023, like that the spread between the two, the only impacts are actually fuel. Like I think they are identical to each other as of this morning. So I think it is pure seasonality. I think the question is, how far do we go on this upward move for the holidays, right? We were, what, $2 a mile mid-December last year and peaked out at almost $2.30. So you saw, what's that, 15% increase in spot rates, almost 30 cents. So, I mean, if we see that from where we are now, I mean, you're talking... $2.15 a mile. I mean, that's nothing to write home about, but it's better than $1.70. So I think overall, it's just from a rate perspective, like this is the time from a carrier perspective to keep upward pressure on rates, because this is the one, arguably the one time a year that you have the leverage to push rates up and you need to use it. And the question is, how much will they use it? And I think that's the harder part to gauge. I mean, we have the forecast, and heck, let's go ahead and bring it up. And
so I'll give you this, a couple of details. We'll bring up the forecast here in just a second. Before we do, though, so we're up 10% from our Q4 low right now. 2019, we ended the year up 18% from the Q4 low, which, by the way, was also in October, right?
Yeah, it should be. I mean, that would be pure seasonality.
I apologize. I was wrong, folks. We are currently up 8.5% from the Q4 low, so just under 10%. So we need to go up
another 10%.
Yeah, an additional 10% from here. Which would take us just north of $2 a mile, about almost $2.05 a mile line haul. So if we follow the same trend as 2019, and we're on track, like you said. So now let's go ahead and pull up the Freightways forecast here. Obviously, it's a different freight environment than what we were in then, but this is what the forecast is predicting. It's predicting us to jump.
There's a difference.
There is a difference here.
These are all in. These do include fuel, and you've got that in there, right?
Right.
You've got the pink line.
Pink is the actual all in, $2.33 a mile, including fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, up from a low of what looks like maybe $2.18, $2.19.
Yeah.
And we're going to $2.59. So what's help me out here? That's about 10%.
Where we have to, I mean, it's just a little over 10% in the next. Through the beginning of the year. So, I mean, you're talking what?
It's probably 11%, basically. Yeah. It's 11%.
So, it's, I mean, about what you would expect, right? Now, the question is, we see the forecast here, and it was forecasting a slight decline here at the beginning of the month. And that hasn't happened yet, at least yet. Like, we may see a dip in the coming week or so, but it doesn't feel likely.
Yeah. Now, for folks who haven't seen this, by the way, the blue line, the blue dotted line is our forecast, and the pink line is the actual. So you can actually see how the forecast and the actual have been over time. We don't readjust the forecast. It's pretty close.
Directionally, it's darn near spot on.
Yeah.
It's the...
Sometimes it gets the final amount wrong, which you would expect.
Yeah, I mean... How accurate are forecasts?
I mean,
overall?
Listen, this is basically if I'm looking at this is what it is. It's basically like the weatherman telling us that, like, hey, tomorrow the high is 87 and it ends up being 89.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, that's what this is.
Or,
hey, it's going
to
rain.
It is 87 and it's 85. Like,
right, exactly.
It's forecast to be 87 and end up only being 85.
Right. Like, hey, the temperature is going to drop 10 degrees tomorrow. It only drops 8.
Yeah, but
that's what this is.
Ultimately, it's showing that carriers are going to have some leverage to push rates up in the next few weeks, and for a carrier, like, this is the time to make the money to pull you through Q1.
Yeah.
So
be smart about your finances right now.
Well, everybody should be smart about your finances always. But
anyways, if we do get to 259 all in, let's just call it 260, right?
Is that the highest rate of the year?
It's not, but man, it's darn close.
Yeah, I mean, the only time it would have been higher was coming off of last year's
last year holiday season, right? Where we got to
what, January 7th?
Something like that.
Let's see.
January 3rd, and it was 283. But when did it hit 260 again? January 19th. So by January 19th, it was already back under 260.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. And my guess is we'll see a decline in this. It'll take a little bit of time in the first part of the year as capacity comes online. And who knows? We already saw a bunch of exits happening now. Like, if we see an acceleration in exits over the next few weeks, like, it could help prop these up, but it sure doesn't feel like this increase, there's going to be a subsequent decline come the beginning of the year, and seasonality would tell you that.
Absolutely, yeah. We're still seeing those exits happen, so it'll be interesting to see where it all lands. I mean, we're not far off though from this. I mean, this is an exciting time for carriers.
Yeah.
You really get, I mean, just beyond like obviously a little bit of upward pressure on rates, right? Obviously they're not where carriers want them. I get that. Right. But this is a time you at least get to be a hero to some of your shippers too.
Yeah.
So not only do you get some of the higher rates, you also get
the goodwill.
Hopefully get the goodwill.
If you get the goodwill, could pay out in the long run.
Can be really valuable. Well, anyways, folks, we've learned obviously that Tony hates fun with Bitcoin, but otherwise, have a fantastic rest of your day, and we'll see you next week live on With Sonar. Take care.